This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
So we might as well have a laugh every once in a while at the Clown Show. Owen Schroyer here now hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'll be with you for the next hour. And then Dr. Nick Begich hosting the fourth hour. I'll then be back in the chair hosting the War Room today as well, which starts every weekday right after the Alex Jones Show. Tyler Nixon is going to be joining me in about 15 minutes. And he knows firsthand about the Biden crime family. He grew up with the Bidens. So he knows about the reputation they have. He knows how they treat their fellow Americans just in the neighborhood growing up and the reputation they had. And so it's pretty much exactly what you would expect. In fact, you got a little taste of it when Joe Biden signs an executive order. You have to wear a mask on all federal grounds, which does that extend to interstates? Actually, it does. You have to wear a mask in your car now. And so that's why we played the song, which was, of course, a joke when it came out, March of last year or whatever. You wear a mask in your car to stop asymptomatic spread to yourself. And so now that's law. Joe Biden signed that into law. And then right after he signs the executive order that you have to wear a face mask on federal property, he then goes to federal property, the Lincoln Memorial, with his whole family, and none of them are wearing masks. It's all about rubbing your face in it. It's all about setting the precedent that they are a higher class than you. They are above you. There is no more we the people. It's them and then you the peon, you the pleb, you
the serf. You the slave.
Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Right here. InfoWars World Headquarters, Austin, Texas. And this platform, InfoWars.com, is now the mothership. Fighting the globalists, fighting the New World Order, and a cherished platform, which has now built the infrastructure to be on air in the midst of the communist Chinese censorship that has come to America with big tech and, of course, the Democrat Party cheering it on and the Republican Party allowing it to go on. So it is a miracle. It is a blessing that here we are on air yet another day, another busy broadcast week about to be in the books. Hopefully many more to come, but we cherish every minute. We've been able to do this, build this infrastructure, have the studios, the satellite uplinks, all of it, launch the URLs, band.video, theresistance.video. I'm pretty sure all of our old ones probably still work, too. 79days.news. I think we just got another one, guys. Did we just get another one, too? Can't censor the truth, or can'tcensortruth.com. Is that a new one we just got? So there you go, folks. Can'tcensortruth.com. There it is. We've now built another one. That's all possible. That's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But support yourself. Get the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Read all the reviews, the DNA Force Plus, the Bodies, the Super Male Vitality, the Turbo Force. The list goes on and on and on. I can't even think of all of them. I do have the list right here in front of me. I guess I might as well go to that. That just tells me all the big sales. 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Alpha Power, 50% off Lung Cleanse. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, still in stock. Pollen Block, still in stock. 25% off, selling out fast. And if you don't have emergency food, now is the time. What are you waiting for? InfoWarsStore.com can fulfill your emergency food preparation needs as well. All right. Again, Tyler Nixon is going to be coming up in the next segment. He's going to give you a bit of a family history layout. The Biden crime family, he grew up with the Bidens. He's very familiar with their activity, how they're received by the public even there. Very aware of who they are. I think the analogy stands with what we saw from Biden signing the executive order. You have to wear a mask on federal property, and then directly after going to a federal property, and then his whole family not wearing a mask. And, of course, when his press secretary gets asked about this, she says, oh, well, they were celebrating. Oh, they were just celebrating. Oh, okay. So here's now the double standard. that just shows how you can't even apply it to yourself if you wanted to. So if you want to go out and riot and loot and burn and steal and assault and murder, if you just say Black Lives Matter or Antifa, then it's okay. You'll get a bailout and you'll have your charges dropped. But if you have an American flag, if you have a Trump flag, if you're chanting USA and you're around something like that, well, then the government's coming after you. So again, remember they were saying Trump supporters can't have rallies. They're spreading COVID. But then they didn't even care about all the riots that were going on. Apparently those didn't spread COVID. But then they literally said, oh, no, COVID's smart. It knows. It doesn't go to these events, but it goes to these events. Science. Kind of like Biden says, we'll save 50,000 lives with this mask mandate. Show me that science. There's no science. He pulls it out of his ass. Imagine the nerve of a guy standing up there and he's just going to pull a number. Oh, 50,000 lives we'll save with masks. Why stop there? We'll save 500,000 lives. We'll save 5 million. We'll save 500 million lives. I mean, he might as well. He made up 50,000. Why not make it all? We'll save. Biden is so out of it. We'll save 500 billion lives by wearing masks. Total nonsense. But so this is where we're at. And now, if you don't want to wear the mask, you just say you're celebrating, right? So if you want to have an event, if you want to have a rally, if you want to go loot, just say BLM or Antifa. And if you want to go walk around freely and breathing air without a mask on, just say you're celebrating. If it's good for the president. Sir, you need to wear a mask. Oh, I'm celebrating. I'm just celebrating. Did you hear Biden said that you can celebrate? You don't have to wear a mask. Just celebrate. You're just celebrating. And if that doesn't work, just go ahead and put the fist up, say BLM. Maybe that'll hit them with the double whammy. And then they'll just be spinning around. They won't even know what's going on. You just walk past them at that point. They're just so dizzy with the two thoughts and then the conflicting natures of them all. So this is the clown world, but I will say this New World Order is dead on arrival. It is dead on arrival. People are done with the masks. They're done with the fake pandemic. It's over. And this is just the general population, I can tell. The general population that's been neutral to this or not wanted to talk about or whatever, they're now done with it. They're now sick of it. They see the sham. They see the fake. And the inauguration of Biden with nobody there. And I don't even know how to properly do it because I was thinking about this. Why don't we just show the pictures? Huh, it's like the crew just read my mind. Of Trump's inauguration versus Biden. But it's beyond that. Because sure, that shows, but it's so much more than that. It's the media. It's the internet views. It's the energy of Trump. It's just everything. Biden comes to the table with nothing. Nothing other than a 50-year in politics, Washington, D.C. resume, a total scum, swamp creature. And then now all of his problems with his son, Hunter Biden's laptop, and all of his problems with his deals in China and Ukraine. Hey, but he's got his window back, guys. He's got his window back to creepily stare out of. But, you know, the New World Order here is dead on arrival. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to be walking around like a zombie and still try to, you know, bite your head off or whatever, but it's dead on arrival. People are sick of it. They know it's fake. And so I think this is a transition period, you know, going from a real president, Donald J. Trump, to a fake president, Joe Biden. And there's going to be a lot of new things, I think, that are churning right now that are just going to organically come out of this. And I don't think starting a third party is the answer. Maybe it is. I don't even know. I mean, Trump running again in 2024, I'm not even sure that is the answer. The answer is going to be the actions that we the people take in the coming days. That's what really the answer is going to be. And then we'll just see what happens after that. But all their shams, all their fake news, all their propaganda, their fake president, it's all being totally rejected. People played along long enough. They remained neutral long enough. They're done. It's over. It's all over. So it's still here. It's still going on, but it's the walking dead, just like the President Joe Biden. But it's all a big psyop. It's all part of the plan. So it's not Trump's plan. It's not Q's plan. It's the New World Order's plan. And they're trusting their plan. And so they're going to move forward with this plan. And, yeah, they're going to mandate the mask. They'll probably have the corporate government mandate the vaccine, but it's so unpopular. And then Hank Aaron probably dies from it, where he takes and promotes the vaccine. Let me just say this, though, before we go to break. I have to correct the record on something that was said earlier on this show by Alex Jones. Said that Hank Aaron was probably better than Babe Ruth. I'm sorry, but I just have to say that I have to disagree with that. In fact, Babe Ruth, it's not even close, other than the home runs. But anyway, point is, they use Hank Aaron to promote the vaccine. He promotes it, he does the videos, he gets the second round, and then, boom, dies, deader than a hammer. And they will probably say it was from COVID, because... Or they'll have to lie about it and then change the whole thing over this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, they sell Joe Biden as the Scranton Kid. The fighting Scranton Kid. The rough and tumble. The dirt on the knee. The scruff on the face. The all-American Midwestern boy. The Scranton Kid, Joe Biden. Well, that's a lie. That's to get people in Pennsylvania to believe that so that they could win that swing state. No, Joe Biden was a white shoe boy, spoiled rotten brat, arrogant punk from Delaware. But they know that image doesn't really sell to middle America. So they gave you the Scranton Kid, a made up legacy. Nobody knows that better than my next guest, Tyler Nixon, who knows this firsthand, growing up with the Bidens, going to the same high school as them, and, of course, the reputation that Joe had earned around town. So Tyler joins us now. Well, Tyler, it's been quite a first 2 days now, I guess, for Joe Biden in the White House. I think it's now 25 executive orders in his first 2 days. Before that, the record was 8. So he's just smashing as an authoritarian now. But tell us the real Joe Biden, not the Scranton Kid that the media tells us he is, but really, what was it like growing up with the Bidens in Delaware?
Well, I mean, you have to understand, and it's good to be with you, Owen, and, you know, God bless America and God save America. Frankly, I have known Joe Biden for at least 36 years. My mother has known him probably going over up on coming up on, let's see, 1960s, 59. So what would that be? 60 years.
Too many.
And yeah, exactly. You know, and it's funny. What it is with Joe Biden is that it's not that he was ever privileged growing up. Okay. What it is he is one of these people who is constantly trying to prove himself. And what happened was he got into politics and, you know, the thing is, he's constantly trying to prove himself and prove he's the smartest guy and he's got a handle on everything, but he doesn't, and he's not. And so what he's spent his life trying to do is to prove wrong what he thinks people think of him. So if that makes sense to you, this in terms of like a psychological profile, the problem is that he'll never prove them wrong because they're right. He is a blowhard and a lightweight, and an ambitious opportunist. And frankly, someone who would, you know, he's a panderer. I mean, literally the man embodies almost every trait you could think of in terms of a sleazy politician, a sleazy, parasitic, lifer, career politician. And he's always embodied those. And on to add on top of that, one of the original demagogues of this era. I mean, you literally have Joe Biden in 1986. I mean, and in addition to being a flip-flopper, someone who will take whatever side of an issue or whatever he thinks he can capitalize on of the times or of the era. So you have, for example, him in 1986 giving a speech to the NAACP in Baltimore, you know, as a prelude, or maybe 87, as a prelude to his presidential campaign, where he is the first one, really, I think, to come out nationally in terms of an actual U.S. senator or someone of that stature who just outright called the Republicans, you know, racists and Confederate flag, you know, waving. I mean, he was actually going after Jeff Sessions at the time. Not that there's any, I have any affection for Sessions, but I mean, you know, I think Sessions, Biden just went way overboard with this. And then you have Biden 10 years later talking about, you know, the inner city black youth being, you know, the super predators or whatever his particular term was that he used, you know, that literally talking about them not wanting his kids to grow up in the jungle. So, you know, this man will take any side of any issue You know, he was against the Vietnam War, supposedly, just on the surface of it, but then later came out and said, you know, well, I was never particularly an anti-war or liberal politician. And I tell you, if you want to see who Joe Biden really is compared to what his image has been as a constant, perpetual, perennial Democrat candidate for president, go to his withdrawal press conference in 1987, I believe it was, in mid, around, let's see, I guess I just signed on with Pete DuPont's campaign for president. And Biden dropped out, but he gave this sort of very self-revealing, the true Biden press conference where he talked about his background. He talked about the mistakes he made, you know, and it was never really taking full accountability for himself. I mean, in addition to being a flip-flopper, an opportunist, an empty suit, a line stepper, he's also, of course, a plagiarist. I mean, he's so, you know, he's this brash guy. He thinks he's confident in himself, and he comes across he's the expert on everything. He had to be on Judiciary and Foreign Relations, both committees, because, you know, he's the brilliant constitutional law professor, whatever. And then he's also, of course, the brilliant – I've known every world leader. He said, you know, just he's a braggart above all and a constant braggart. And beyond what he actually deserves in terms of credit, I mean, in 1986, 87 when he was running, he's challenging Democratic primary voters – in New Hampshire. You know, my IQ is bigger, better than yours, I bet, and I, you know, graduated in the top of my class, and all this kind of stuff.
So kind of like what he was doing there during the campaign, where he almost called a guy a fat ass live during a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He insulted other people. You know, he said, now I know why your wife left you, to an individual. I mean, it was just blatant insults. This is aside from him inviting 12-year-old girls backstage with him. I'm not even kidding. This is all part of his campaign.
Yeah. I mean, he's an angry man and always has been angry because I think he's always felt as though he never got his due in life. You know, his folks were not old man Biden. Joe Biden Sr. was very much, you know, almost like an itinerant salesman, you know, never had any really sort of stable income and work, I guess. He was, you know, he sold cars. They moved from Scranton to Delaware because he needed, you know, economic opportunity. And look, I'm not one to lambast people who have passed, but it runs in the family, let's just say. And this is a story from a good friend of mine who I grew up with, a you know, close, trusted friend. His father was a judge. And his grandfather was a big developer around Delaware. And, you know, the old time guys who built, like you're talking like, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s era, 50s. And, you know, Biden was known around town as, frankly, his son, I think Frank and Jimmy were, you know, sort of in that mix, as always owing people money, you know, and always stiffing people for whatever it be. They'd borrow some cash, they'd take services, they wouldn't pay. So this guy, this friend of mine's grandfather, was being constantly put off by the Bidens. They had a bar in town saying, listen, you know, we don't have any money. We're broke. We can't pay it. And he remembers he finally got really upset and just went to the bar, like, you know, mid-afternoon, bursts in, and they're counting piles of cash in there. I mean, it was just completely ludicrous. I mean, they play poor mouth, but, you know, Joe Biden has frankly gotten into the bed in during his Senate career with all of the worst elements, I think, unfortunately, the most fascistic elements in many ways, the big banks. I'm surprised he's not more in bed with big tech. You know, I just think that he's such a fossil. They didn't want anything to do with him. And, you know, here's the thing. Here's the really frightening part of it, though, is that Joe Biden, I think almost the Joe Biden I mentioned, this angry, ambitious opportunist who would like literally pander to everybody, tell any audience whatever they want to hear, and wrote the worst legislation. I mean, the drug war. This is the single most culpable, guilty, whatever you want to call him, drug warmonger in American history that's alive today.
Joe Biden. Counting cash at the bar to stacking cash in the bank from China and Uzbekistan or whoever the highest bidder is. This is just what we know of. This is just what we know. I mean, who else knows what else Biden has been doing under the table? We'll be right back with more from Tyler Nixon, more stories, and we'll get his take on the first days of the man who was never elected president.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfowarsStore.com to be the best, especially our vitamin mineral fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Tyler Nixon on with us today, telling the stories of the Bidens and their reputations growing up in Delaware. And I also want to talk about what has been, or what his take is on the moves by Joe Biden so far since he's been in the White House. But, you know, one thing that will always anger Joe Biden, and I'm sure Tyler can comment on this as a personality trait for Joe, one thing that will always anger Joe is the fact he was never elected president. And he'll know that. And he'll always know Joe Biden was never elected president. And so a man who was never elected sits in the White House. And, of course, that's why they have that whole military performance, if you will, staging, the military staging and all the staging of the Biden inauguration, because he has no voters, he has no support. It would have been an empty inauguration even if they had it all open.
So that was all for optics, a made-for-TV synthetic event. But, Tyler, what other details would you like to talk about here about Biden and his reputation growing up in Delaware with him, your family? And then what's your take so far on the actions of Joe Biden?
Well, Owen, what I wanted to say, I guess what I was going to complete the thought was the Joe Biden that I mentioned, you know, the Joe Biden, the blustering blowhard, the demagogue, the opportunist, the panderer, you know, the marcher to the front of the parade that he didn't start, you know, the expert on everything, the guy who cleared the Senate gallery as soon as he came onto the floor any given time because they knew it was going to be a 3-hour, you know, soliloquy to his own brilliance. Spouting off nonsense. And then, okay, in 1990, he has an aneurysm and is knocked out for almost a year. And it was a serious, you know, serious. I mean, he was within you know, inches of death, so to speak. I mean, he really was, you know, out of it. And I think that he came out of that without any apparent, you know, trauma or vascular, you know, issues in his brain. But I think there's some long-term effect because the Joe Biden that I knew and you knew growing up and had been around and watched closely and studied closely is someone that I always felt was dangerous if he would ever become president. And which was gratifying when he was busted for being, you know, literally trying to co-opt or plagiarize not just another man's words, but his entire life story, as we've all seen with the Neil Kinnock, you know, from the coal mines of Pennsylvania, which is even itself a lie. So he adopts a story, someone else's life story, that even if he could adapt it to himself was bull, you know what, anyway.
Which, by the way, you know, just for more of this, the psychological profile, I mean, this is actually a sign of a psychotic, and this is low-level psychology, but that's why when you see the movies, you know, these scary movies, like I guess I think it was Hannibal Lecter, I can't remember them all, but they take the skin. Right. They literally take other people's skin and wear it as their own skin. It's psychotic behavior. So that's like a low level of that psychology is trying to live someone else's story. It's kind of like an American Psycho. He kills the people and then he takes their name, lives in their apartment. So it's a psychology of a psychopath. And I think that it's pretty obvious that the narcissistic psychopath Joe Biden shows some of those profile traits.
Yeah. Well, he's an imitator and a pretender, and I think he's got some very psychopathological tendencies. Now, when I say imitator or pretender, look, I mean, he grew up in the 60s, and he was very well, his first campaign in 1972 was heavily backed by the Kennedys. You know, Ted Kennedy had thought he might have a chance of running again. He did in 76 and was, of course, you know, blown out after Chappaquiddick, but you know, they had their fingers in every pie. In fact, they were very much responsible for a lot that went on in terms of the Nixon, you know, hounding Nixon out of office with, you know, the Watergate and the whole blow up there. And so he was viewed himself almost as some sort of, you know, heir to the throne of the Kennedys. You know, our heroes were assassinated, and he would quote Robert Kennedy without attribution, of course. And he would all this lofty rhetoric and quoting the Irish poets, just like President Kennedy did. Of course, you know, President Kennedy was a very highly literate, intelligent, you know, just a brilliant man who understood, you know, I mean, it fit him. Joe Biden just seemed like he was just trying to, you know, take a page out of the Kennedy book and really just adopt it and wear that mantle. And he was perceived as a joke because, I mean, he was literally, you know, stealing these words and trying to prop himself up and speaking this lofty rhetoric about race, how he desegregated the charcoal pit. You know, no such things ever occurred. I mean, this man has like put himself, I mean, he's almost a Zelig or a Forrest Gump in terms of history, in putting himself in places where he was not. And here's the thing. It's funny. He talks about how he was a civil rights activist and he marched and he protested. Yet in that 1987, press conference I told you about, he admits straight away, I was never a civil rights. I wasn't involved. You know, I was just a you know, up and coming young lawyer with my wife, you know, and a kid. And that's actually true. I mean, that's the reality of it. He was just an ambitious, you know, second rate lawyer in Wilmington. And ran for county council, happened to win, and then was literally brash and self-important enough to think he could take on and run for the United States Senate before he was even 30 years old, before he was even constitutionally eligible, although he was going to be eligible if he were elected when he was sworn in, which is the case. And so he won. I mean, the thing about Joe Biden is, in addition to having these sort of traits of trying to prove himself, he actually won the big, you know, the big Megillah, so to speak. He won a U.S. Senate seat from a titan, from a great senator, Republican, you know, legend in many ways, Caleb Boggs. And so, you know, he, it, in a sense, I think has like an insecurity. He's always had an insecurity about himself because he didn't really believe that he deserved it. And then he was amongst these, the old bulls of the Senate. I mean, back when it had, you know, men of stature.
And of course, he doesn't deserve it now. So he must be just,
he must
be tortured on the inside. Knowing he doesn't deserve it.
I mean, yeah. He's totally insecure. Yeah.
And also, no matter what he does, he'll always be in the coattails of Obama. He'll always be Obama's vice president. And so he knows that, too.
Here's the thing is that, you know, what I guess I was leading up to is he had the aneurysm, and I just noticed about a year and a half ago to 2 years ago, or the time, the period, I guess, between when Obama and they left office and where he reappeared on the scene to run against Trump or to run for the nomination, something happened, and he is not anything. I mean, it's disturbing because he went from being a sort of an opportunist demagogue who would get in bed with anybody if it would advance himself to being an empty suit who has, you know, always surrounded himself with some of the worst elements. I mean, basically the neocon, neoliberal, what I would call the fascist wing of the Democrat Party. I mean, that's where Joe Biden's coming from. He's an authoritarian, you know, and he'll, but more important, or he's willing to be authoritarian, but worse is, you know, all his civil rights talk and his, you know, his speaking of uniting and all that. That's just bull. That's complete whitewash. That is nonsense. That is just pablum. You know, the people around him are cutthroats. They're the core of the sort of the ambitious, you know, the worst elements of the Democratic Party, frankly, the Democrat Party. And that's what frightens me, is because he is, like, you know, these people had an open door. I mean, if you look at his vice presidential pick, I think Obama picked Joe Biden because he knew that Biden was never going to outshine him, number one. But more importantly, Joe Biden would have no problem going along and even participating and even maybe promoting the corruption that went on, the abuses of power. And it's exactly what Biden has done. He's picked the most pliable, willing to be corrupt, and previously corrupt, you know, with a track record and an empty suit as his vice president. And what's scary is I think he feels and knows that he's going to hand this woman the presidency. And, you know, she's obviously these were the two least popular candidates. I mean, Joe Biden only won by default because everybody else was pushed out and they all got behind him rather than Sanders. And Kamala Harris dropped out, you know, right. She was the first one to go. But they were, I mean, she is more dangerous probably than Biden. So it's like, I mean, do we want to get rid of Biden? I mean, honestly, and have her? It's very frightening.
Look at that total phony up there. I never watched this. Apparently, she didn't actually swear in on the Bible either. There's a whole theory about that. But geez, I didn't even see the pompous arrogance of that woman when she walked up there to take the vow. Wow. That just shows you it's all about her.
I
want to get Tyler's, what was that?
She's a laughing concubine. You know,
let's get
concubine.
Tyler's take on the movements of the Biden administration, his first 2 days in office. We'll be right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Hey guys, give me a doc cam, please. The first 2 days of the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster. From the, I think it's 25 executive orders in the first 2 days, a record, quadruple times the old record, to the troops being left out to rot in the cold, and now apparently they all have coronavirus, at least they're testing positive, in a garage, being forced to wear masks. So Jill Biden, to try to save face, of course, where's Joe? Joe literally does an hour of signing executive orders every day and then disappears. So that's your new president. People write executive orders for them, he wakes up, signs them, and then takes his meds and goes back to bed. So Jill Biden goes out today to save face with a basket of cookies for 65,000 National Guard troops. And she has a basket of cookies for a photo op to say, hey, we love you guys, thank you. But you can tell, there's the video, the National Guard are not interested in seeing her. They're not excited. They're being forced to do this. Tyler, this is real sick. From Obama treating the military like dogs, having them held up on a boat in Iran, Benghazi, I mean, the list goes on. But then to Trump, giving them a raise, treating them like gold, visiting them on Thanksgiving. I mean, just probably the most popular president for the military in a long, long time. But now we're back to Biden.
leaving them out to rot in the cold. And then the CNN and MSNBCs of the world see the pictures of the National Guard there, say, who's responsible for this? Who is in charge here? I can't believe it. Well, I'm surprised they didn't blame Trump. But, of course, he's not in office. The commander-in-chief is directly in charge of the National Guard. Well, who's the commander-in-chief? Well, apparently Joe Biden. So isn't that amazing, Tyler? They blame Trump for everything all these years, and then something that's actually Biden's fault, and they're like, who's in charge? Who did this? I can't believe it. I don't know. We'll find them. We'll wring their necks. But it was Biden the whole time, and they knew it. And then as for a photo op, Jill Biden goes out there with a basket of cookies. I mean, what an insult to our military.
Has always been a user of people to the extent that they were. I mean, he didn't care, he didn't mention the troops. He didn't care about the troops. He sent the troops into ridiculous wars twice.
Going back into Syria. There's probably going to be an expanded war.
Yeah, I'm wondering how soon. Yeah, how soon till they launch the next one for, you know, so Joe could be a wartime president with what's left of his mind. They would just use them as props. And frankly, you know, if he wants to do something for the troops, send them home to their families, send them home to their jobs. Let me tell you something. I was in the infantry. I actually was in the, you know, active duty infantry. I was airborne qualified and was in the Berlin Brigade in Germany. So, you know, I went between the desert and the very cold and rainy, often snowy, whatever, forests of Germany in the most harsh, unhospitable terrain you can imagine. And let me tell you something, just standing guard out there in the cold it's been bitter out there. I mean, that really wears you down. I mean, and these people should be with their families. There is no reason for this. They have active duty troops in that area. And I firmly believe I couldn't understand why is it that they're deploying National Guard units, from around the country for this. I mean, they have plenty of active duty units within the region. You have any number of bases within 60 to 70, 90 miles of Washington, D.C., Fort Belvoir, Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Meyer, Fort Meade. So, and, you know, it's funny because as soon as it's just like clockwork, this absolutely repulsive fascist piece of garbage, Steve Cohen, starts questioning the loyalty and just comes out with this arbitrarily, seemingly out of nowhere, comes out with this slur against the troops about, oh, well, you know, one of these people, they're white males, so they're suspects. You know, they could, any one of these could try something against the president. You know, these people are just, I mean, they're so sick and despicable. And I honestly believe, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that they called up some of these units because they're so fearful, because they know they stole the election, because they know that they have been eroding and working with not only the communist
that
Chinese.
To me is absolutely bona fide. I mean, think about it. They weren't even letting them have magazines or ammunition. Yeah. I mean, they were walking around with prop guns.
Yeah, they're trying to. I think they called in those units to identify and just for the purpose of being able to run those checks and to literally, you know, get these people and try to weed out or figure out what their politics is or what their politics are and who they think are identifiable troublemakers so they can begin purging them from the military, just as Obama did at the upper echelons and just as, you know, Robert Mueller did in another agency with the FBI. You know, get rid of anybody that's just another sign
that this whole thing is dead on arrival, Tyler, because they know it. Look, everybody knows they stole this election. Everybody knows D.C. and politicians are the real criminals and the most corrupt, and Joe Biden is the face of that. So, I mean, they know nobody likes them. They know he's the least popular person ever to be in the White House. He probably didn't even get 60 million votes, quite frankly. So, but it just shows you it's all dead on arrival where they don't even trust their own security. I bet they don't even trust Secret Service. I mean, they're basically on an island in there, kind of like the reverse island of Trump in a way, where just the real people of America and the military know that these are crooks and criminals and are just nobody likes them.
Yeah. And the problem is, though, that when they've got this mainstream propaganda megaphone that's constantly gaslighting everybody and constantly distracting and constantly trying to, you know, successfully set the narrative, and then you have the big tech fascists. I mean, this is their definitional fascism. Okay, fascism is not national authoritarian strongman, whatever you want to say. You know, the definition that the left has used, or the communist left, let's just say, has used to try to hang up. Let's face it, all authoritarian ideologies are left wing. There's no two ways about it.
Well, yeah, if you were going to install a fascist authoritarian dictator, it would look like active military on the street, no citizens allowed. Exactly what you got.
And what it is socialism or pre-communism with a fake veneer of, you know, managerial capitalism. So it's basically you have these massive monolithic monopolistic companies that have the imprimatur of the government, of the ruling elites, the government elites, and do their bidding for them. So it's like, okay, well, they don't need to tell me, we'll arrest you for not wearing a mask in the airport. You just won't be able to fly. So they get the private companies, supposedly private companies, and we see it, of course, with the supposedly private companies in the tech sector, where they're just basically doing
who get the all the government. They get all kinds of government money, and they're tax exempt.
Yeah, they're doing the oppression against. Well, worse than that. I mean, if anybody tells you Twitter, oh, they're private companies. They're private. They can do what the hell they are. No one that's private has sovereign immunity like they do. They have sovereign immunity, meaning they can't be sued for no matter what they do. They can commit tortious acts.
Tyler, it just came out. In fact, I'm going to cover this on the War Room. There was a little boy that got trafficked and raped, and that was allowed to happen on Twitter. Twitter still has not suspended those accounts, or there's been no punishment. A new report just came out. Again, I'm going to cover all this coming up in the War Room at 3 o'clock, that identified 94% of child sex trafficking can be linked back to Facebook. 94%. Tyler, if you have, again, this is totally hypothetical. I mean, it's disgusting to even think about it. But it's like if you or somebody, a private individual, has people over to their house and they discuss trafficking children and that word gets out, there will be arrest. You can't talk about trafficking kids. You can't traffic kids in your private home. Oh, but if you do it on Facebook, Facebook is allowed and that's okay. No investigation. So I'm going to be covering that on the War Room. But Tyler, 2 minutes left here. Just final comments.
You know, I just think we're in a perilous time because these people are ruthless. They are diabolical. They are absolutely cutthroat, and they are absolutely intent on carrying out this jihad against good America, you know, half of America, basically, after stealing the election. I mean, there's no humility there. There's no sense that, okay, wow, we got away with it. Maybe we've got no. You keep doubling down. So, you know, every American who believes in the Constitution, who wants us to remain free and not be just a fascist police state, which is what these people are just fine doing. I mean, they don't care about anybody except their own, themselves and their own power. So, I would urge you to start disassociating yourself out there with any sort of tentacles possible to these large tech companies and any company that is, or any organization, frankly, that's in bed with or supportive of or otherwise, doing the bidding of these overlords, these would-be fascist overlords. I would urge you to contact or identify family members, people in your community who are of like mind, and don't just assume things. Don't just have casual conversations. Talk to them about what's going on. Inform them. Try to talk to people who you think are moderate and or, you know, maybe can be educated. The thing is they keep constantly shifting the narrative. So it was first, we went from the trying to prove the election fraud to now trying to disprove that we're insurrectionists. So, stay on guard, be vigilant. Be strong, be safe, and God bless you all. And, we should take heart in knowing that there's way more of us than there are of them.
Yeah, oh, totally.
They are surrounded, frankly.
Absolutely. Tyler Nixon, thank you so much for joining us. Again, folks, I'm going to be coming back on the War Room here in an hour. Dr. Nick Begg is taking over. But, guys, that footage we were just rolling of Joe Biden molesting kids, I mean, I almost vomited. But you know what? We're going to have to – I'm going to need to carry that over for the War Room, and we're going to have to put that up on Band.video. I mean, that was like the best compilation ever. I mean, that's how sick this guy is.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.